My first recollection of anything referred to as a quote-unquote strip was in those early days as a freshman at the art school, hanging out with Joe and Dennis. And Joe had made friends with a woman that had run a head shop on Peachtree called Morning Glories, Morning Glory. And he had run into David Braden, not necessarily as a model there at the school, although we discovered later he was, but discovered him as a patriarch of this community that was starting to bubble up down there, referred to as the Strip. Well, where is this Strip and what is this place? And how do you get there? Well, it's just go down to 14th Street, Peachtree Street, and that's pretty much the center of it all. And that became the center of the universe as far as we were concerned.
For a long time.
I mean, if it happened, it happened on the Strip or connected to the Strip. So it's one thing that's kind of intriguing and amazing to me about this project you got going, because I think, you know, there, most of that history is all memories now. The only thing down there that even is part of the way that place was the Margaret Mitchell House, and as Sharon said, that was a crash pad for hippies back in those days.
And so the real one burned.
The building's there and the place, but it's not even, you know, the same place.
The castle's about the only room.
The castle's still there.
The castle, although, you know, I don't have any recollection of that being so much a part of anything that had to do with the Strip. I mean, it was there. It was a landmark. It was something that people...
And it was always...
Coordinate.
Yeah.
You were talking to somebody from somewhere else to come to the Strip when they're going down Peachtree and they pass the castle to get to the Strip or whatever.
Or they're looking for David Braden's, or they're looking for Palinurus or something, then they say three houses past, you know, or two houses up from the castle.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.